scale. And so there's an offering for a procession. In other words, to engage in what I would perceive as a higher accommodation. So we're simply being guided. We're being guided upward. So this really has to do with our testament of faith. In other words, our willingness to align with love, because this is agreed upon by all of our higher witnesses. In other words, our higher selves are the ones that dictate what we're obligated to, what we're ready for. And so the transmission comes through our own loveliness, through our own consent, through our own arrival. So it's very important that we step up and graduate. So when they say step up and graduate, it's like really realizing what you're consenting to, what you're signing up for, and having that sense of pride, not that I'm better than anyone, but that I'm recognizing that higher call and responding. So it's just like the daily message. You know, if you get a call from heaven, are you proceeding or are you like, later, I got something else to attend to? So the more that we step into our proclamation, to our arrival, to our heavenly retreat. So when they're saying heavenly retreat, I just heard this like ding. And so it's where we're all residing with higher accommodations. So master retreats, Himalayans, wherever we may be, in the outer realms. In other words, beyond our current consciousness, we're being escorted, we're arriving, we're assimilating, we're orchestrating, we're enduring. So enduring is an important point, because enduring is, we're taking ourselves, in our loveliness, meaning that higher notion, that higher note, that higher symbolic offering of a semblance is being steered. So steered is wherever you're still holding back, wherever you're still perceiving yourself to be stuck, wherever you still have grudges and you really, really want to release them, but no matter how much you try, boom, there's the memory again. So this is where we're attached to suffering. So in other words, our mind still clings to past hysteria. Past hysteria is, of course, we're all dreaming 3D. We're all dreaming separation. But we're also dreaming with consistency our new tomorrow. So in other words, we're extending ourselves in outright assurance. We're extending ourselves in our they're saying like our godliness. But again, don't get tripped up by the word God. It's really like our higher essence, our higher sense. So that with this orchestration, with this transmission, with this allowance, with this graduated signaling, all asserts its heavenly value. So in other words, it's sort of like that devil or that old energy or the old resentment or whatever. It's just going to chirp, you know, like, pay attention to me, pay attention to me. And it's like you've moved on so far past that it's like worrying about someone calling you names, like that you just move way beyond. You move way beyond. It's sort of like, oh, I remember that from long ago, faintly, but I've already proceeded, I've already advanced, I've already graduated, I've already arrived. So as you will receive your halo, they keep saying this, so a halo, you want to receive that crown chakra of light. That is, when I just do this, my entire body just illuminates very, very, very quickly. So this is the point. This is happening very, very fast, because remember, we're being stirred. The energies are assimilating at a very increased rate. So we want to remember that, excuse me. What? Come here, my love. We want to remember that we're no longer obligated to long ago. So it's just like my dog, you know, barking at another dog or whatever. We're barking to past phenomena. So we want to think of that. It's like we're being invited into holy remembrance, and there's an aspect of self that could still be barking a past phenomena. And this is where we're due to go. In other words, we're due to proceed, we're due to extend, we're due to obligate ourselves to the new proximity. So we want to remember things that were just really stuck, or I've been to therapy 20 years and I'm still there, whatever it is. We want to remember we're in a place of new tomorrow. So in other words, the consideration of what is possible in our daily digest, meaning in the here and now, has never been experienced or activated in our lifetime. So this is a new occurrence. This is a new arrival. It's very essential. They're saying that, like, we drink up, because we're only going to understand what's possible as we consider a new tomorrow. In other words, as you're opening up to your divine presence, as you're opening up to your divine witness, as you're opening up to your divine surroundings, you're in a new energetic placement. So you're no longer your past self unless you make a return. So you can go backwards if you insist upon it. However, they're just showing me the universe card. So just think of it as magic. Think of it as Merlin. Think of it as Holy Ghost energy that's open. When I said Holy Ghost energy, I just had this physical phenomena in the room, because it's opening us up into our true circumstances. And again, when they say Holy Ghost, it's like, this is not religion. So anything where you just get caught like, oh, I don't believe in that. It's not about believing in religion. It's believing in your divine presence, in your God self. So this is what we're claiming. This is what we're restoring. This is what we're breathing in. This is what we're now. And this is the important part. This is now what we're creating from, as. Because again, what we experience in our life has to do with what we emit. Everything is frequency. Everything is energy. So as you emit, E-M-I-T, is you send out holy assurance, meaning aligning with your holy self, aligning with your new proximity, aligning with grace, aligning with love for all to see. That means the light that you hold is attractive. And so for all to see, it's like what you echo, what you extend, is then brought back to you simultaneously. Now, it may take a day to show up. It may take a week. It may take 2 months. But it's brought back simultaneously because you have ordered it through your own admission. So what we're admitting to, what we're realizing, what we're recognizing, what we're expecting is our own divine essence. Because this is what we've agreed to do when we took place in this incarnation, is we simultaneously, in the moment we were birthed, we were also simultaneously orchestrating our new arrival, which is what we're doing now. So it's almost like the trees and the acorn. All of this was already established, waiting for the appropriate place of remembrance, the appropriate place of honor. And so this is what we're doing. We're honoring our highest gestation period. We're honoring our flowering. We're honoring our holy arrival. So as you will allow yourself to admit, so now admit is to let in that higher acknowledgement. What we do, they're saying, is face off. In other words, it's like the light is going to trump the dark. So all of the old energies, problems, you know, whatever it is that we agree to mature. We all have a heaping doses, I'm sure it feels like, for everyone. But we all have these places where we agree to heal karma. We agree to heal. I notice how my throat gets clawed, stuck when I say that. We agree to heal lineages, whatever it may be. So again, the light superimposes on the darkness. And so what we're doing is singing songs of daily praise. In other words, welcoming that light, recognizing that light, and then choosing that light in our daily digest. In other words, whatever presents is what's been held unconsciously that you're now ready to clear, that you're now ready to engage in. So we never really have a bad day at all. What we have is a trust-filled day, because we're here being entrusted with the new consciousness, being trusted with the new harmonics to breathe in life. So as we will allow that, how do I put this in words? It's like they're saying Christ, like a filament, but what it is energy. What it is light. And they're saying it's moving into the new dormitory. In other words, it's looking for a place to reside within our very essence. So remember that your frequency, your energy, your vibration, and they're saying, and it's all aglow. All aglow meaning it's all lit, it's all of light. So allow yourselves to receive heavenly bliss, allow yourselves to shine. So shine is recognizing our light, allowing that to be presented in our consciousness, to allow the place of new beginnings. So each of us are being guided, and it's almost like to bring forth your next step, there's like a frequency alignment. And so this light is helping us press forward. In other words, helping us to, when I say qualify, it's not like you're qualifying for something outside of yourself, but you're qualifying in terms of having that ready glance, having that open esteem to be able to then really meet the requirement in order to press forward. Because if you're bringing forth yesterday's, they're saying nonsense, but you know, agenda into the new offering, well, it's just not going to be a match. So we're allowing ourselves to reveal our true nature. We're allowing ourselves to be stirred. We're allowing ourselves holy remembrance. So allow yourselves to receive that in all levels, past, present, and future. So when we open up to love now, we erase fears. Excuse me. So that means something that would be in our field, ready to, like the karma is ripe, ready to manifest, because we've, they're saying because we've said go. In other words, because we've offered ourselves and everyone else to light, we diffuse, we no longer need that karma to ripen. In other words, we've already advanced, we already learned the lesson. And that's the whole point. We're no longer adhering to past value. So allow yourself to receive past, present, and future on all levels of life. All levels of life, meaning that we're receiving on behalf of the collective, which certainly can use a heaping dosage. A heaping dosage. So what that means, of course, without there being judgment, is everybody is blindsided. Everyone's walking around blind with lower consciousness until they see. So we're learning, instead of placing judgment, like what's wrong with that person, it's remembering they need more light. They're operating out of darkness. So we're learning compassion for self and others as we go. As we go, receive, receive, receive. So it is.